The Homecoming of Ulysses, retold from the Odyssey of Homer. I sing of Ulysses, the hero who in manhood's prime fared forth with all the mighty men of Greece to conquer Troy. 10 long years he spent in labor to reduce that little to be honored city that harbored thieving Paris, and when that work was done, still 10 years more must wander o'er the deep, laboring to bring his comrades safely home, and longing ever in his heart of hearts for his own fireside and Penelope, his dear beloved wife, and sweet Telemachus, his little son. Oft was he tempest-tossed and cast upon strange, savage shores, where hideous monsters lurked, lured now by sweet-voiced sirens to destruction on the rocks, tempted now by eaters of that sleepy lotus-flower, to waste his days in lazy, idle dreams. And when he had o'erpassed these dangers and temptations all, shipwrecked at last through disobedient folly of his men, and born sole survivor of them all, clinging to a battered mast up on the shores of fair Calypso's isle. Now the bright-haired nymph Calypso found the storm-worn hero half washed up upon the beach. She drew him in to safety, and led him to the grotto where she dwelt. A lovely spot it was, hid far within a depth of greenery where birds were ever singing. A vine with glistening leaves and clustering purple grapes crept all over the cliff without. About grew alders, poplars prim, and cypresses of resinous fragrance. Hard by, from out the rocks, 4 crystal-clear springs gushed sparkling forth, and everywhere about the meadows bloomed with fairest wildwood blossoms. Here in joy and plenty Calypso entertained Ulysses, and Ulysses was at first full grateful and content, but as the days passed by, within his heart awoke the longing to be once more on his way to Ithaca, Penelope, and home. Yet by this time Calypso of the amber hair had grown to love that wise, large-hearted hero, and had no mind ever to let him leave her more. So she sought to charm his fancy and lull him to forgetfulness of home, nor would she lend her aid to find him any boat or craft wherein he might once embark upon the deep. Then went Ulysses to the craggy rocks that edged the shore, and there sat sorrowing all alone, gazing with tear